From the KTUO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Led by Republicans in both houses, Alaska legislators have defied Governor Bill Walker's call to take confirmation votes on his appointments to boards, commissions, and key administration posts. Walker issued a proclamation Wednesday calling a joint session of the House and Senate today to vote on his nominees. The proclamation came after the Senate twice rejected calls by the House to meet. On Thursday, after the House and Senate convened, Senate Majority Leader Peter Michicki made a motion to adjourn the session. That motion was approved by Senate Republicans and House Minority Republicans. Walker's pick for Attorney General John L. Lindemuth and his appointment of Drew Phoenix to the state's Human Rights Commission appeared to be two of the more contentious ones. Walker's appointments have been able to serve in their positions, but are subject to legislative approval. The Juneau Assembly voted 5-4 Wednesday night to appropriate nearly $27 million to the Juneau School District's budget, more than $1 million above last year's level. The appropriation meets the full amount state law allows the CBJ to give the school district, plus $925,000 for other programs and activities not tied to the state funding cap. District budget documents show the appropriation does not include $213,000 the school district asked for to replace a projected shortfall in state funding for student transportation. David Means, Juneau School District's Director of Administrative Services, said the CBJ amount is decided, but the district's total budget is still uncertain. The Juneau Douglas City Museum is off the chopping block for now. City and Borough of Juneau officials considered closing the local history museum in an effort to help close a $1.9 million shortfall. But following testimony from museum advocates at last night's assembly meeting, Mayor Ken Kelch moved to remove the museum from the list of possible cuts. His motion passed 8-1, with Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis opposed.
Now, as much as ever and as always, we need to band together, form a lost tribe, scatter as one, burst through rifle barrels guided by the spider's crosshairs. We need to knit wool.
That's Ishmael Hope reading from his new poem, Canoe Launching into the Gaslit Sea. Hope's holding a reading for his new book of poetry, Rock Piles Along the Eddy, tonight at Kindred Post in downtown Juneau. He'll be joined by Alaska State Writer Laureate Ernestine Hayes and writer and community activist Christy Namie Erickson at Kindred Post at 7 p.m. You can see and hear an uninterrupted version of Hope reading Canoe Launching into the Gaslit Sea at ktoo.org.
We need to register together, lock arms at the front lines, brand ourselves with mutant DNA strands.
And weather this afternoon, showers likely, mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 56. It's 47 degrees, overcast and breezy at Juneau International Airport. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org. I'm Jeremy Shea.